This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. U.S. military leaders say that they're sending additional warships and thousands more Marines to the Middle East in the response to Iran's recent efforts to seize commercial ships. Details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Secretary Lloyd Austin's approved the deployment of the USS Bataan Amphibious Readiness Group, which is composed of three ships, and the 26th Marine Expeditional Unit to the Persian Gulf region. The military says earlier this month, Iran tried to seize two oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz and fired shots. The U.S. has also recently sent a destroyer and a number of fighter jets to the region in response to the Iranian activity. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Supporters of powerful Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have stormed the Swedish embassy in Baghdad after a man threatened to burn a Quran in Sweden. Sadr is meant to have quit politics, so how is he wielding so much power from the sidelines? Reuters' Lucy Fielder delves into this.
He left Iraqi politics last year, but Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr showed rivals how much influence he still wields when his supporters stormed and torched the Swedish embassy in Baghdad. Prompted by one man's plan to burn a Quran, the incident has dragged Baghdad into a diplomatic crisis, embarrassing the government of Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani, which moved to sever ties with Sweden after Sadr urged it to take a firm position. So who is Sadr, and how does he have such clout? His supporters are his main weapon. Sadr commands the loyalty of hundreds of thousands of members of Iraq's majority Shiite community. And this isn't the first time he's mobilized them.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder, and this is VOA News. Rescue efforts have resumed after an overnight halt in India's western state, where a landslide triggered by torrential rains killed at least 16 people, with many others fear trapped under piles of debris. Scores of rescuers and trained trekkers have been deployed to help save people trapped by the landslide, which occurred late Wednesday night. The state's deputy chief minister tweeted that harsh weather conditions have hampered rescue efforts and authorities have sent in medical teams to help the injured. Search operations were suspended Thursday night owing to heavy rain plus the threat of further landslides in the dark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Thursday vowed to press ahead with his contentious judicial overhaul despite unprecedented mass protests at home, growing defections by military reservists, and appeals from the U.S. president to put the plan on hold. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Netanyahu's message, delivered in a prime-time address on national television, set the stage for stepped-up street protests in the coming days, leading up to a fateful vote expected on Monday. After Netanyahu's speech, protesters blocked Tel Aviv's main highway for several hours, lighting bonfires and clashing with police. Hundreds of others continued a roughly 70-kilometer march from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Kenya opposition protesters were out in the streets protesting for another day against the high cost of living and tax hikes. VOA's Mariama Diallo tells us more.
The three-day demonstrations that started on Wednesday and led by opposition leader Raila Odinga have seen 300 people reportedly arrested, including several senior opposition leaders. Some were in court on Thursday to respond to accusations of looting, assaulting police, and destroying property. Kenyan President William Ruto, addressing residents of Isiolo County on Thursday, urged residents to maintain peace. The protests are expected to continue Friday. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
A former principal of an Australian Jewish school will be sentenced on August 24th on convictions for sexually abusing two students. A judge set the date after submissions were made on what sentence Malka Liefer should receive. Two sisters who were students at the school had told the court last month that being sexually abused by Liefer brought and broke their ability to trust and was painful to remember. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.